You are listening to The Breakfast Show with Jerry D, a Cool FM and Panama Broadcasting Corporation production. The Breakfast Show, better than coffee.
Good morning. Yes, indeed. Hello. Good morning. I want to be jolly this morning. That'll soon wear off. Lovely to be with you this morning. It is The Breakfast Show. I'm Jerry D. We're all together on 89.3 Cool FM, smoothest place on your radio dial. And it is, isn't it, the last day of July today. It's the 31st of July. Happens to be a Monday. Let's see who we've got with the birthday today. I tell you what, if you're a Harry Potter fan, you've got a bit of a celebration today. Born on this day in 1965, basically just a child, J.K. Rowling was born on this day. Of course, a British author known as the creator of the Harry Potter fantasy series, the idea for which was conceived on a train trip from Manchester to London back in 1990. The Potter books have gained worldwide attention, won multiple awards, sold more than 500 million copies, and been the basis for a popular series of films, of course, in which Rowling had overall approval on the scripts, as well as maintaining creative control by serving as a producer on the final installment. So there we go. Happy birthday to J.K. Rowling.
Good morning, world.
Here comes the sun.
Morning.
Good morning in the morning.
Morning.
Buenos días en la mañana.
That mission will start in 5 seconds from now. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, hit.
The best place to be in the mornings.
The Breakfast Show with Jerry D. Jerry D.
Storm inside. I'm gonna send you. I'd rather kick it, sing to your love, baby.
That's exactly what I hope you are this morning, alive and kicking. That came from Simple Minds, and the time on the Breakfast Show, if you are keeping eye on the time, right now we are 8.5 minutes exactly after the hour of 7 o'clock. It is a Monday. What do we do on Mondays? Play mainly music. Going right through till 10 o'clock this morning. Hope you can stick around for as long as possible. You know, we'd like to have you here. Don't like sitting here all on my own. Checking in with Ingrid, of course, later on this morning. Usual bits and pieces when it comes to news and things like that. And also, we'll be chatting with Yasmin.
It's better than coffee.
I wanna look you in. because 90% of me is you. You control my eyes. I can see no one but you, baby. You control my mind. I can think of no one but you. You control my lips. I long for your tender kiss. I never thought it possible that I could be controlled like this.
There we go. That's it. She went off quickly, didn't she? Gwen McRae and 90% of Me Is You. We're 15 minutes after the hour, 7 o'clock here on this morning's breakfast show, so I suppose we better get you cleaned up for this Monday morning for the rest of the week. Yes, those of you who have your weekly shower, today is the day. And, right, what have we got for you in the shower this morning? I think we're carrying on with the ladies in the shower today. Well, I think the Tavares, they're probably not ladies anyway. We'll have to check it out. More Than a Woman. I knew there was a woman in there somewhere. Went to see Barbie, by the way, last night. I'll tell you about that. Remember another one for the ladies. You're more than a woman. That comes from Tavares. And, well, time to get you out of the shower. Come on. Click, click. Whoop. That's it. Oh, yes, you do smell better. Right. Tavares, by the way, they're also known as the Tavares Brothers, and American R&B, funk and soul group. They're composed, actually, of five Cape Verdean American brothers. History, well, their parents from Cape Verdean descent, and started performing in 1959 as Chubby and the Turnpikes. Like that name. Right, time on the Breakfast Show. We are 19 and a half minutes exactly after the hour of 7 o'clock. Let's say some quick good mornings. Good morning to Mary Lou. Good morning to Ed. Good morning to you. And also, let's say very good morning to Renee. And also Cecilia. And also to Linda. And we'll be getting back to them on something a little bit later on. So good morning to all of you. I know you're out there. And I tell you what, we do, you know, we have Ingrid, don't we, with our every story. Everyday story of country folk. And also, with Renee, we've got our everyday story of people living in Athens, in Greece. And it's never an easy life over there. Poor Renee. It says, good morning, everybody. We hope everybody had a nice weekend. Our air conditioner decided to break down on Friday night. Thankfully, our landlord has been able to send a repairman. We did that on Saturday. But no repair. The main AC unit compressor is on its last legs. Everything is closed on Sundays here, so we're anxiously awaiting to hear if the AC repairman has been able to find the replacement part today. Trying very hard not to lose patience while sweating daily. You used to live in Panama, what's new? Anyway, says if this goes on much longer, we're going to have to move to a hotel. You asked if we could please play Gin Blossoms and the song called Follow You Down.
Fading. All the unifying fades down in the sand. So what the hell's
There we go. Yes, Follow You Down from the Gin Blossoms going out to Renee this morning. Good news, panic over. Rick just called Renee and said the AC repair guy is going to be there in 30 minutes. I guess you don't have Panamanian 30 minutes out there, do you? Anyway, she says, sweating to death in the house. I don't mind sweating outside, but sweating inside makes me grumpy. Has anybody thought of warning the air conditioning guy? What is... his head bit off once he gets there. Right, let's say a very good morning to Ed. Says good morning, everybody. Hope you guys had a great weekend. Not bad, actually. And wishing everyone a lovely Monday. Would you please play You in a Honky Tonk by a guy called Randall King. Much appreciated. No problem. All yours.
Cotton flannel on a front porch swing, leather jacket and some tight blue jeans. Don't get me started on the things I think when you're wearing nothing but them soft white sheets. Yeah. Listen, baby, you can put them in anything. What drives me crazy is seeing you and me. It's tailor-made for your silhouette. Nothing steals my breath like seeing you lay honky-tonk. The way you're slipping. Listen, baby, you can put on anything, but I just go crazy seeing you and they honky tonk. The way you're slipping.
FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en tu radio.
Attention, construction professionals, cabinet makers, plumbers, electricians, painters, architects, contractors, interior designers, transporters, PHS, and school administrators. We invite you to join Do It Pro, the benefits program for professional clients of Do It Center. With Do It Pro, you receive exclusive benefits all year round, such as special prices and promotions, technical training, extended catalogue, and many more benefits as well. Join at your nearest Do It Center and start receiving all of those benefits of being a pro client of Do It Pro.
¿Amas la historia y la cultura? Únete al Museo del Canal y sé parte de un legado que ha trascendido generaciones. Adquiriendo tu membresía al Museo del Canal, haces posible que más niños y jóvenes de diversas comunidades y escuelas de todo el país redescubran su historia. Conviértete en un miembro y sumérgete en la fascinante historia que rodea la construcción del canal. Para más información, museodelcanal.com o al WhatsApp 6576-9335 o visita el Museo del Canal ubicado en Casco Antiguo frente a la Plaza Catedral. Museo del Canal, donde la historia cobra vida.
Is your car in need of a quickie? Car Service Express. Absolutely. They will do any of these for you. 30-point inspection for your car. Oil and oil filter change. Change the air filter. Change the cabin filter. Change any kind of other fluid as well, like coolant, brake, transmission and power steering. And they'll balance and rotate your tyres. And if you've got one that doesn't rotate because it's flat at the bottom, they'll fix that too. Car Service Express. 648-14281. Give them a call. 648-14281.
Innsbruck Car Service Express.
Entonces, nos vemos mañana.
No puedo, cena familiar.
¿Pasado?
No, tengo examen en la U.
¿Semana que viene?
Ay, no.
El 15.
Tengo depilación.
¿El 17?
Uf, me voy para la playa.
¿Y si mejor lo hacemos ya?
Obvio, ¿por qué no?
Vamos.
Gordon's, ¿te apuntas? Cuando maneje, no tome. DrinkIQ.com.
It's Morning Radio, the breakfast show with Jerry D. on 89.3 Cool FM. From the heart of Panama City in English.
And indeed, and if you've just joined us, a very good morning to you. We are 28 and a half minutes before the hour of 8 o'clock here on this morning show. Time to take a look at some of the international news and a bit of business news as well. Starting off in West Africa, West African nations imposed sanctions and threatened force on Sunday if Niger's coup leaders fail to reinstate ousted President Mohamed Bazoum within a week, while supporters of the junta attacked the French embassy in Niamey. The 15-nation ECOWAS bloc response to the Sahel region's seventh coup of recent years came as crowds in Niger's capital, Niamey, burned French flags and stoned the former colonial power's mission, drawing tear gas from police. Images showed fires at the embassy walls and people being loaded into ambulances with bloodied legs. The military junta, which has confined Bazoum to the presidential palace since Wednesday, has previously warned against foreign attempts to extract him, saying that it would result in bloodshed and chaos. A senior Ukrainian official reported heavy fighting in the northeast of the country on Sunday, with Kiev's forces holding their lines and making gains in some areas. Russia's military said that it had halted Ukrainian forces in the northeast. The military also said it brought down three Ukrainian drones which had tried to strike Moscow and damaged a high-rise building reported to house government offices. Former Russian President Dmitry Medvedev, who has sometimes raised the specter of nuclear conflict over Ukraine, said on Sunday that Moscow would have to use a nuclear weapon if Kiev's ongoing counteroffensive was a success. Imagine if the offensive, which is backed by NATO, was a success and they tore off part of our land, then we would be forced to use a nuclear weapon according to the rules of a decree from the President of Russia. The death toll in the suicide bombing of a political rally by a religious group allied to Pakistan's government rose to 45 on Monday, compounding security concerns in the run-up to a general election in November. The bomber attacked Sunday's gathering of the conservative Jamiat Ulema Islam Fazi party, which is known for its links to hardline Islamists, but which condemns militants seeking to overthrow the Pakistani government. A burning car carrier off the Dutch coast has been now towed to a new location, away from shipping lanes, as part of an operation to salvage the ship. The Dutch Public Works and Water Management Ministry and local media said on Monday. A giant glowing X marks the San Francisco spot where Elon Musk says that he plans to keep his company, the messaging platform X, formerly known as Twitter, but city officials and some residents are unhappy with the display. On Friday, the company erected an X logo on the roof of its Market Street headquarters to the chagrin of neighbors who complained about intrusive lights and San Francisco's Department of Building Inspection, which said it is investigating the structure. For all the excitement whipped up in China's markets by the Politburo last week, foreign investors say that policymakers' words will have to be matched by substantive action to clean up an ailing property sector before confidence recovers. The sector accounts for a quarter of China's economy, yet developers' debts are sliding deeper into distressed territory, with repayment problems mounting while sales crumble. Italy made an improvised and atrocious decision when it joined China's Belt and Road Initiative 4 years ago, as it did little to boost exports, Italian Defense Minister Guido Crosetto said in an interview published on Sunday. Italy signed up to the BRI under a previous government, becoming the only major Western country to have taken such a step. Crosetto is part of an administration that is considering how to break free of the agreement. The BRI scheme envisions rebuilding the old Silk Road to connect China with Asia, Europe and beyond with large infrastructure spending. Critics see it is a tool that China is using to spread its geopolitical and economic influence. And sticking with China, on Monday announced export controls on some drones and drone-related equipment, saying that it wanted to safeguard national security and interests amid escalating tension with the United States over access to technology. The restrictions on equipment, including some drone engines, lasers, communication equipment, and anti-drone systems, would take effect on the 1st of September, the Commerce Ministry said. European shares, they jumped on Monday after a key economic report for the region showed a fall in inflation. An optimistic kickoff for a week littered with major economic data, central bank meetings and earnings updates. Eurozone inflation fell further in July, and most measures of the underlying price growth also eased in a largely comforting sign for the European Central Bank, as it considers ending a brutal string of interest rate hikes. Germany's blue-chip stocks index hit a record high at one point and was last up 0.3%. The Pan-European Stock 600 index, that rose by 0.1%, heading for a second consecutive monthly gain. Oil prices were set to post their biggest monthly gains in more than a year on Monday on expectations that Saudi Arabia will extend voluntary output cuts into September and tighten global supply. Brent crude futures, that crept 34 cents higher to $85.33 a barrel. That was by 9.57 GMT this morning. While US Texas Intermediate crude, WTI crude, that rose 54 cents to $81.12 a barrel. The September Brent contract will expire on Monday. The more active October contract edged up 47 cents to $84.88 a barrel. And that's it. There we go. There's a look at some of the international news, some of the international business as well, here on this morning's breakfast show.
Oh,
Breakfast Show with Jerry D.
Jump in my car.
Get her out of here. Ooh, hope she's okay.
Bit of a gimmick, that one, isn't it? There we are. David Hasselhoff, when he wasn't sort of on the beach rescuing people, he was singing, and that was Jump in My Car. Good laugh. Right, the one before that, Panic at the Disco, called High Hopes. Now, my next piece of music, we're going to go back in time. We're going to go back to 1970, in actual fact, to March of 1970. It's a song. It's by the rock band The Doors, and it's off of their 1970 album, which was called Morrison Hotel. And it was, in actual fact, released as the B-side of You Make Me Real, which peaked at number 50 on the US Billboard Hot 100. Roadhouse Blues, that's the name of the track, and it charted on its own right on the Cashbox Top 100, peaking at 76, became a concert staple for the group, and it has been covered by numerous artists, but you can't beat the original, 1970. I mean, you had to live in those days, I tell you.
Your eyes on the road you
nature. Honk, 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 a danda. It's a cool nature. Papa Lula, nature. Bump, nature. Give up your vows. Give up your vows. Save our city. Save our city. And when I woke up in the morning, I got myself a beer.
Brilliant. The Doors and Roadhouse Blues. That's okay. Right now, the song was recorded, in actual fact, over 2 days. It was from the 4th to the 5th of November back in 1969. And producer Paul A. Rothchild insisted on several takes, some of which were included on the 2006 remastered album. And Jim Morrison, who was intoxicated during the sessions, flubbed several lyrics and kept repeating the phrase, "Money beats soul," every time. Right, if you are keeping an eye on the time, we're exactly 10 minutes before the hour of 8 o'clock. Top of the hour, we're going to take a look at some of the local news headlines for you this morning. We'll be checking in with Ingrid in the next hour for our everyday story of country folk. We'll also be checking in, of course, with Yasmin, see how her weekend progressed. And also, if we can find a couple of people born in the world of music on this day, the 31st of July.
Thank you.
called Heartbreak Beat, and it comes from Psychedelic Furs. Another birthday on this day, going back to the year 1886, of Fred Quimby. Now, many of you may not have heard of Fred. He was an American cartoon producer, known as the producer of Tom and Jerry cartoons, for which he won several Academy Awards. What I do remember him for, I must admit, 1968, when I was out in the Middle East in Sharjah. We used to go to the open-air cinema at night, which was good. They always used to start with cartoons. And you could always guarantee that if Tom and Jerry came up and the titles came up, and there comes Fred Quimby, everybody shouted out the top of their voice, "Good old Fred!"
Quieting down again. I'm sitting in a gambling club called the Lion. Escucha Cool FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en tu radio.
Cool FM.
The Breakfast Show with Jerry D on 89.3.
Cool FM, the best place to be in the mornings.
Attention, construction professionals, cabinet makers, plumbers, electricians, painters, architects, contractors, interior designers, transporters, PHS, and school administrators. We invite you to join Do It Pro, the benefits program for professional clients of Do It Center. With Do It Pro, you receive exclusive benefits all year round, such as special prices and promotions, technical training, extended catalogue, and many more benefits as well. Join at your nearest Do It Center and start receiving all of those benefits of being a pro client of Do It Pro. Have you ever taken your car for maintenance and been told to come back within less than 5,000 kilometers or 3 months? The secret is in using good quality oil and an original filter. At Burley Motors, we guarantee high quality oil and a thorough inspection during every maintenance check, better than you would get at the dealership. This means a longer lifespan for your car, and you won't have to spend money every 3 months. You can go up to 6,000 kilometers with semi-synthetic oil and up to 10,000 kilometers with full synthetic oil. Give us a call or WhatsApp us on 64310419. Got that? 64310419. Valley Motors. We'll keep you running.
Valley Motors.
¿Amas la historia y la cultura? Únete al Museo del Canal y sé parte de un legado que ha trascendido generaciones. Adquiriendo tu membresía al Museo del Canal, haces posible que más niños y jóvenes de diversas comunidades y escuelas de todo el país redescubran su historia. Conviértete en un miembro y sumérgete en la fascinante historia que rodea la construcción del canal. Para más información, museodelcanal.com o al WhatsApp 6576-9335 o visita el Museo del Canal ubicado en Casco Antiguo frente a la Plaza Catedral. Museo del Canal, donde la historia cobra vida.
Are you also sick of that same old love? Those same awkward dates? Impersonal, virtual, of people ghosting you on dating apps? Gordon's Gin and Smirnoff Vodka present Dating Game by Cool FM. Sign up on our website to experience a speed dating like no other, with like-minded people, a singles party afterwards, and the best mixology by Gordon's Gin and Smirnoff Vodka. Starting at 6 p.m., Thursday, August 3rd, in Tacos La Neta Celina Rooftop, Casco Viejo, come enjoy a mixology session, speed dating, and the best music thanks to our DJs. A fun party with the possibility of finding a match that will not ghost you through the phone before even having a chance to meet. And if you don't find a romantic match, we're sure you will find many new friends. If you're between 25 and 40 years old, sign up on coolfmpanama.com and join our singles event this August 3rd in Tacos La Neta, Celina Rooftop, Casco Viejo. Are you ready to match face to face? Dating Game by Cool FM, presented by Gordon's Gin and Smirnoff Vodka.
It's Morning Radio, the breakfast show with Jerry D on 89.3 Cool FM from the heart of Panama City in English.
Two great covers there. They both come off of the same album, which is Trevor Horn Reimagines the 80s. Their last one, that was Everybody Wants to Rule the World, featuring, obviously you got it there, Robbie Williams on that one. And the one before that, featuring the Psalm Orchestra, and that was Blue Monday. And I can tell you, looking out the studio window this morning, it is definitely a Blue Monday. Yes, it's stormy out there. Looks like it's raining just off of the, I don't know if it's raining, actually raining here, but it certainly is out in the bay. Right, it is time on the breakfast show. I think we better see if we can find out what's happening in the countryside, don't you?
Good morning, Panama. Good morning, Jerry. Hey, Yaz, how you doing? Well, it's a rainy Monday morning. Yes, it is. And we are on the last day of July. Tomorrow starts that new month, August. Yes. Oh, yes, indeed. And we're traveling this week. Well, actually, I'm heading into the city towards the end of the week. I got to fly out to Estados Unidos to see my mommy and my daddy. Yep. It's my turn to watch them while my sister goes on holiday. Oh, but wow, what a beautiful way to start the day. It was pretty hot this weekend. Lots of hot weather coming through, and there's no way to get cooled off without AC. So this rain this morning has cooled things down quite a bit. Pretty happy about that. Aren't you right happy, Chelsea? Yep, yeah, she is. She says, it was hot even for my short hair here. Yeah, it was hot. Yeah, she's looking good. Yep, she's all done with her ladies' things, which means we can take her in public again. She's going to schedule a surgery probably close to November so that she can be, unfortunately, snip, snip. Nah, it's very fortunate. We want to make sure that there are no unwanted pets in this world, because too many of them suffer and we don't want that to happen. And we love her dearly, but we don't want any puppies. One is plenty. We have all these feral cats that, thank goodness, they're all snipped and clipped. Yes, they had a Spay Panama El Valle last Sunday, and they did something like 140 something dogs and 88 cats, something like close to 200 plus animals, and they are phenomenal how they do that. We're very happy that they come up to Panama, up here in El Valle, to do Spay Panama El Valle. They do that about, well, they used to do it 3-4 times a year, but since COVID, it's kind of coming back a little on the slow side, but that's all right. It'll come back. So here, Chelsea and I, come here, girl. Come here, come here, come on. Say hello to Jerry. Yes, I wish you could talk on command. No, she hasn't learned to talk on command. She talks when she wants to. But she's been a really good girl. Yes, we had a lovely time traveling for my birthday. She's such a good travel companion. We've now decided that she goes wherever we go. So if they don't allow dogs, the cook and I aren't going. Well, never mind. Don't say that other word. Yeah. But it's been really interesting. I haven't had a dog where I could go anywhere with until I found Chelsea. So, you know, cats are not as easily to travel with, but dogs are easier. So here we go, Monday. All right, I got to get running. I got to get to work. It's going to be a quick week. All right, you guys be safe, and back to you in the studio.
There we go. So the weather girls, and it's sort of raining men. Don't see many out there, but it's definitely raining wet. Let's say a very good morning to Mary Lou. She dropped a line earlier on. Says good day to everyone, and asked if we could play a piece of music from Brooks and Dunn, which sounds very much like a bespoke tailor's name, doesn't it? In the UK, it's not. They sing a song called Neon Moon.
When the sun goes down on my side of town, that lonesome feeling comes to my door, and the whole world turns blue. There's a rundown bar across the railroad track. I got a table for two way in the back, where I sit alone and think of losing you. I spend most every night beneath the light of a neon moon. Now if you lose your one and only, there's always room here for the lonely. So watch your broken dreams dancing in out of the beams of a neon moon. I think of two young lovers running wild and free. I close my eyes and sometimes see you in the shadows of this smoke-filled room. No telling how many tears I've sat here and cried, or how many lies that I've lied, telling my poor heart you'll come back someday. Oh, but I'll be alright as long as there's light from a neon moon. Oh, if you lose your one and only, there's always room here for the lonely. So watch your broken dreams dancing out of the beams of a neon. Sad songs seem to say what I think, and it's hurt inside of me. Ain't never gonna end. Oh, but I'll be alright as long as there's light from a neon moon. Oh, if you lose your one and only, there's always room here for.
Gonna dig this.
Did on my own, alone again. day. I was cheerful, bright and gay, looking forward to what wouldn't do the role I was about to play. But as if to knock me down, reality came around, and without so much as a mere touch, cut me into little pieces, leaving me to doubt. Talk about God in His mercy, well, if He really does exist, why did He deserve me in my hour of need? I truly am indeed alone again, naturally. It seems to me that there are more hearts broken in the world that can't be mended, left unattended. What do we do?
In a row on The Breakfast Show.
As I walk this land of roses,
Here we go. Three lovely tracks on the road. The first one was the request from Mary Lou, Brooks and Dunn, and Neon Moon, followed on by Gilbert O'Sullivan, and Alone Naturally, or Alone Again Naturally. Happened to him once before, apparently. Jimmy Ruffin winding up the three in a row, What Becomes of the Brokenhearted. If you are keeping an eye on the time, we're just making our way down to 17 and a half minutes before the hour of 9 o'clock. If you just joined us, a very good morning to you. Top of the hour, if you missed the news at 8, we do have it again at 9. We're checking with Yasmin in the last hour today, see how her weekend went, what we got planned for the rest of the week. And also, if we've got anybody born on this day in the world of music. Talking of birthdays, a couple more birthdays for today's date. That's the 31st of July. Going back to 1916, we got Bill Todman. Now, he was an American television producer, producing many of television's longest-running shows with business partner Mark Goodson, such as Beat the Clock. We had that over in England as well. Match Game, Password, The Price is Right, Tell the Truth, and What's My Line. Yeah, good few of those got over to the UK. Remember What's My Line? That was a good one. You had to work out what somebody did for a living. Also born on this day in the world of music in 1932 was Ted Cassidy, an American actor. He was 6'9" tall. That's 2.06 metres in height. Now, he is best known for playing the part of Lurch. That's the butler in the 1960s television series The Addams Family. Of course, you all remember that one, don't you? This gentleman's name is Lloyd Cole. Got a nice voice. More of What You Are is the name of the track. Time-wise, 16 minutes before 9 o'clock.
Your skin gossamer thin, the light passes through, no more out of you. Look only inward now, and your glory with each passing story, the more glorious. The elevator stops at P. You walk with the maitre d' through the inevitable hush, till your corner in the best of all possible corners, the photo op is enormous. As you gaze out through the window of the windows on the world, chiseled and bold, wide-angle prose, the pages could barely contain you. Now lo, the horizon is drawing in, enemies are circling, and your game face is the same face, only thank you.
That's it, Mr. Lloyd Cole, more of what you are. A little bit of information to give you here. And we're looking for volunteers and sponsors and assistants, okay? Now, starting in August through December, there is a group of people who will be doing community service for students in marginalized areas of Panama to create an after-school program. This is at the Oratorio Basilica Don Bosco in Perijil. There will be 30 students, ages ranging from 6 to 17, and they are from San Miguel, Cabo Verde, Don Bosco and Caledonia. Now, the hours for this range from 12:15 p.m. until 4 p.m. Monday through Friday. Now, what we're looking for is volunteers to teach English, theatre, workshops, art programs, tutoring, sports, or any speciality that you can offer. Now, they're looking for sponsors. It's $50 per month for one student for snacks and drinks. They're also looking for organizers to help with the setup and takedown during the sessions. Now, if you'd like to sponsor, you can send a donation. There's a couple of ways you can be doing this. You can be doing it on Yappy, if you have Yappy. That's at F San Felipe, all right? F San Felipe, that's all one word, F-S-A-N-F-E-L-I-P-E, on Yappy. Or you can make a donation to Banco General on their checking account, 03-01-01-00-34-470. All right, and you can help, and they appreciate your donation and helping these at-risk students to better their lives. And by the way, your donation is tax-deductible, so they're doing some great work. If you can help them, even better. There we go. All I need is a miracle, Mike and the mechanics. Well, I'll tell you what, the time is, just coming up for 6 minutes before nine. I think we've got time, but it's 5 o'clock somewhere, isn't it? It has to be. I think we've got time for, a caipirinha with Swing Out Sister. There we go, yes, time for caipirinha. Can't beat it first thing in the morning. There comes Swing Out Sister, taking us to the top of the hour, some magic moments with Perry Como.
Never forget the moment we kissed, the night of the hayride, the way that we hugged to try to keep warm while taking the sleigh ride.
Magic moments, memories we've been sharing. Magic moments, when two hearts are kept. Time can't
telephone call that tied up the line for hours and hours. The Saturday dance, I got up the nerve to send you some flowers. Magic moments, memories we've been sharing. Magic moments, when two hearts are caring. Time can't erase the memory of these magic moments filled with love.
Escucha Cool FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en tu radio.
Cool FM.
The Breakfast Show with Jerry D on 89.3. Cool FM, the best place to be in the mornings.
Are you also sick of that same old love? Those same awkward dates, impersonal, virtual, of people ghosting you on dating apps? Gordon's Gin and Smirnoff Vodka present Dating Game by Cool FM. Sign up on our website to experience a speed dating like no other, with like-minded people, a singles party afterwards, and the best mixology by Gordon's Gin and Smirnoff Vodka. Starting at 6 p.m., Thursday, August 3rd, in Tacos La Neta Celina Rooftop, Casco Viejo, come enjoy a mixology session, speed dating, and the best music thanks to our DJs. A fun party with the possibility of finding a match that will not ghost you through the phone before even having a chance to meet. And if you don't find a romantic match, we're sure you will find many new friends. If you're between 25 and 40 years old, sign up on coolfmpanama.com and join our singles event this August 3rd in Tacos La Neta, Celina Rooftop, Casco Viejo. Are you ready to match face-to-face? Dating Game by Cool FM, presented by Gordon's Gin and Smirnoff Vodka.
can't sleep at night, got no appetite. Everything is wrong, but this could be right. Since she's gone, 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 baby's gone.
You remember, it's Jerry D and the Breakfast Show.
It's a lie, a certain kind of lie that never showed on me. I want my life to be lived. Everybody said, to do each and every little thing. Honey, what does it bring if I ain't got you? Ain't got baby. You don't know what it's like, baby. You don't know what it's like to love somebody. To love somebody the way that I love you. Now in my brain I see your face again. I know my brain, my mind. You ain't got to be so blind. And I'm blind. So bear, 'cause I'm a man. Can't you see what I am? I live and I breathe for you. But what good does it if I ain't got you? Somebody to love somebody the way that I love you. Hey.
the unmistakable voice, isn't it, of Barry Gibb and To Love Somebody. Before that was Mr. Johnny Mathis and Gone, Gone, Gone. Well, I'll tell you who's coming, coming, coming after this next one from Maroon 5 called Kiss. We're going to check in with Yasmin.
Just be there on earth.
And there we go, that is Maroon 5 and their cover of the song Kiss. Time on the Breakfast Show, just a few seconds away from 26 minutes after the hour of 9 o'clock. And it's time to say...
Good morning, happy Monday.
There we go. So we're happy Monday, even if it is miserable outside the studio. But the thing is, we can't complain.
Yeah, it's not miserable.
No, it's... Well,
it's fresh.
It's overcast. Fresh. It's overcast. Yeah. But a bit of rain yesterday in the afternoon, where we were at any rate. But
Was a lot here.
Oh, yeah? Mm-hmm. What, in town?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay. And how was your weekend?
Good. Let me see. Well, on Friday, we tried to go to the movies, but we were late.
Oh.
So we couldn't watch Barbie.
Late.
Mm-hmm.
We saw Barbie last night.
Oh, yeah.
But I'm not going to say anything because I'm going to wait till you've seen it.
Okay.
Because I want to hear what you have to say.
Oh, thank you.
All right.
We can talk about that with Andres on Wednesday, I guess.
Yeah, yeah. Because he was all full of hype, and wasn't he? All full of, yes, good things.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. So, yeah, we can do that. We can have a recap of it on Wednesday when he's here.
Mm-hmm.
That'll take up the program. Mm-hmm. what else over the weekend? Because I know Ian, you said, was busy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Ian was always...
always busy.
Yeah, practicing volleyball and the saxophone.
Oh, okay.
And I was just working the whole weekend, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Mm-hmm. Oh, well, that's it then.
Mm-hmm.
That's your weekend out of the way. Well, was that... Friday I had a lunch, end-of-month lunch, with friends, which we do every last Friday of the month, which is very enjoyable.
Yeah.
And if Chef Evelyn is listening from the Pomodoro restaurant, as always, thank you. We had a very nice meal. Mm-hmm. And Saturday I was out with friends for lunch, as we do, to play dice. I was supposed to have gone to an event. In fact, I was supposed to have gone to Pedro Mandinga, an Argentina event, but I was feeling rough.
Why?
I don't know. I just didn't feel very well, and so I sort of disappeared and hid away somewhere. So my apologies to the boys and girls there at and congratulations on your anniversary.
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah.
We're going to do something there anyway in a week or so. Mm-hmm. We were going to do it this week, but I have to. There won't be a program on Thursday because I have been waiting. Since February of 2022 for my appointment to go and apply or have an interview to try and get a visa, American visa in my passport.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm not going to miss that because what I want to do is we've got a thing we're going to do it next week. Paul and Maria over there in the UK, they came to visit earlier on in the year and they very, very kindly brought over a nice lot of goodies commemorating the wedding of King Charles III.
Mm-hmm.
And we've made up some packets of the stuff here. There's some really nice good gifts. Of course, always remember, these things go up in value.
Mm-hmm.
And so what we're going to do is next week, when we've got the 4 or 5 days, each day of the week, we're going to ask a question about the United Kingdom.
Mm-hmm.
And the winner who gets the question, the answer to the question first, will win the pack. And then what we're going to do, though, on the last day of the week, which is normally Friday, isn't it? Yes.
Yes.
The person who wins on the Friday, Yasmin and I are going to take them, we'll arrange a day with them. We're going to take them to the Pedro Mandinga probably go to Via Argentina.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to give them their prize there, and then they can spend a little bit of time with you and me, and we can have some snacks and some drinks.
Yeah, that would be fun.
It would be fun, wouldn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we like fun, don't we?
Yes. Oh, yes, of course.
Absolutely. So that'll be next week. I was hoping to do it this week, but because I'm not going to be here Thursday, I thought we'd do it next week when we've got the full 5 days all together.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, that's something to look forward to. So keep an eye on our social media because Yas will be giving you information. Mm-hmm. And all the questions, I'll give a bit of a clue, all the questions will be to do with the United Kingdom.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Okay.
And it's a nice prize. We'll go through what's in it next week when we start.
Mm-hmm.
Yippee. So... Oh, we are busy. We have fun, don't we? Yes. What about Born on This Day music? What do we get?
The first one is Carl Green. He was born in 1947. Guitarist with English beat rock band Herman Hermits.
Oh, yes.
Who scored the 1964 UK number one single I'm Into Something Good, cover of Earl Jeans, and the 1965 US number one single Mrs. Brown, You've Got a Lovely Daughter.
Okay, well, I'm going to start with the first one.
Mm-hmm.
I'm Into Something Good. Herman Hermits. Something Good from Herman's Hermits.
I like it.
You like it? Have you heard it before?
No.
Oh, pay attention. We have played it, but it a long, long time ago.
Oh, yeah.
Jolly song. So, what have you got? What have you got lined up for yourself this week? Busy?
Not that much. Just we have on Thursday. I have two events on Thursday.
Oh, good. You don't have to come here, you know. We won't be here.
Yes.
You can come if you want.
Yeah, but it's going to be a very, very busy day for me.
Yeah. Just as well as the day off then, really, isn't it?
So, yeah, everything will happen on Thursday.
Okay. Except the breakfast show.
Exactly.
So that's it. So it's just, you can sit back and go relax and go back to bed then if it's nothing happening till Thursday.
No. I have to still work.
And what have we got lined up? Who have we got coming in this week? We got Jaime.
Oh, Jaime Trigo.
Yeah, he was in talking to us about the Serenamente Foundation, wasn't he, the other week? But this time he's coming in to talk about something completely different. Yes, just so I can't read it. It's a long way away.
Tips to relax.
There we are. That's what we need, isn't it? Yes.
Exactly.
Tips to relax. So that's Jaime. He's coming in tomorrow. That's good. Okay. And I know we've got something else lined up, but we'll worry about that when the time comes. Now, 25 minutes before 10, you've got another person born on this day in music.
The next one is Hugh McDowell. He was born in 1953. English cellist. We saw an electric light orchestra who had the 1979 UK number 3 and US number 4 single Don't Bring Me Down, plus 26 other top 40 hits. ELO have sold over 50 million records worldwide.
Cool. That'd be nice to get a dollar for each one, wouldn't it?
Oh, yes.
Yes. But did you see what we had earlier on? Was it, it was J.K. Rowling's birthday today. 500 million.
Oh, wow.
Books sold.
Wow.
Oh, that's a lot, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, here's the ELO, and Don't Bring Me Down. That's it, ELO, and Don't Bring Me Down.
I remember that one.
Yes, it was a good one, it's a jolly one.
Yes,
we like jolly.
Mm-hmm.
So, well, that's it then, I suppose we better go off and do whatever it is we're going to be doing.
Mm-hmm.
Well, then a few minutes after we played some more music.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
Okay.
I'm not sure what I'm going to do today.
No.
No, we've invited friends over for dinner on Friday night.
Mm-hmm.
So they're going to probably spend the week tidying up. I said to Christina, we should invite people every month that make sure that everything's tidy. So we're doing that as well. All right, well, you have a great day.
Thank you.
And I tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to play another one of those Herman's Hermit songs.
Oh, cool.
Mrs. Brown, you got a lovely daughter.
Mrs. Brown, you've got a lovely daughter. Girls as sharp as her are something rare. But it's sad, she doesn't love me now. She's made it clear enough, it ain't no good to pine. She wants to return those things I bought her. Tell her she can keep them just the same. Things have changed. She doesn't love me now. She's made it clear enough. It ain't no good to find. Walking about, even in a crowd, well, you'll pick her out. Makes a bloke feel so proud if she finds that I've been round to see you.
To see you.
Tell her that I'm well and feeling fine.
There we go, yes. Herman Hermits and Mrs. Brown, you've got a lovely daughter. And I tell you what, my next one is a cover. It's the sort of recovered songs from, well, going back in time. This one goes back to, oh gosh, what, 1970? 71, when Carole King brought out the album Tapestry. And this is one of the tracks, well, it was a single for her, which did extremely well. It's Too Late, but this time by China Crisis.
Something wrong. That's a lovely version, isn't it? Yeah, that is China Crisis and their version of It's Too Late. Yeah, keep you an eye on the time. We are almost exactly 11 and a half minutes before the hour of 10. So I've got about 6 minutes to go here on the Breakfast Show. I haven't got something sort of really quite 6 minutes long, but I do have Jim and Billie Jean from Michael Jackson. There we go, Michael Jackson and Billie Jean. Time-wise, we are 2.5 minutes before I have to wrap up. Take us up to the end of the program. This is from Kim Carn. It's called Under My Thumb.
Alright.
And as she goes, yes, Kim Carnes and Under My Thumb. And that's it. That has brought us to the end of this morning breakfast show. Big thanks go out this morning, of course, to Ingrid, our intrepid outdoor reporter, for her her report today. And also to Yasmin, who's been doing a lot of things here, all our background information, social media, etc., etc. And, of course, a couple of people born on this day in music. So big thanks to Yasmin. My co-producer, Neil Danby, gets a lot of our background information for us. Big thanks to him over there in Windsor. He's doing fine. I spoke to him at the end of last week. He's doing good. Wishes everybody well. And also to the boys and girls at Drupal Grada, keeping us up and running. Isaac, a very good morning to you. And also to you, our listeners, advertisers and sponsors. Indeed. If it wasn't for you, we wouldn't have anybody listening and we wouldn't have anybody helping us. If you want to join us, by the way, on advertising on the programme, it's easy. You can just WhatsApp us here in the Breakfast Show studio on 677-188-22. 677-188-22. Well, that's it. Back with you tomorrow morning, same time, 7 o'clock. Have a great day, whatever it is you're going to be doing during the course of today. Please, please, please do it carefully. 7 o'clock tomorrow morning, what do we want to be doing? Talking to you, not talking about you. From me, Jerry D. Till then, ta-ta! You have been listening to The Breakfast Show, a Panama Broadcasting Corporation and Cool FM production. Presented by Jerry D. Produced by Yasmin Kiros. Co-producer, Neil Danby.